Now, this day next week, we'll be casting our votes in an election that so far has been defined by competing promises from the parties and uncertainty about the mood of the electorate. This morning, Independent Ireland became the latest grouping to publish its manifesto, with the party calling for reform, accountability and common sense. Independent Ireland's Richard O'Donoghue said the party wants to create a new department of efficiency and reform, with the aim of cutting government waste and delivering value for money for the taxpayer.
Independent Ireland is about accountability. And this needs to come across all services, all departments. We need accountability. We're trying to bring a business model to politics. If I ran my business the way the government and department run theirs, I would not be in business.
Limerick East candidate Richard O'Donoghue, our political correspondent Paul Cunningham is in Athlone. He was there for that manifesto publication. Paul, will you bring us through what Independent Ireland have been saying? Because I suppose common sense can mean different things to different people.
And sometimes different things to different candidates. But I suppose one of the eye-catching things was this idea of a department of reform to try and drive efficiency. And the efficiency is 10% reduction in government spend over the term of the next government based on 2024 figures. But interestingly, they're not talking about a new department. If you take Fine Gael, they want to create a new department of infrastructure, bringing other departments together. This is different. It's more like the revenue commissioners, where you would get people from the private sector. They say people like actuaries and solicitors, and they would become effective commissioners, and they'd be sent into departments to ensure that they're doing what they're doing and doing what they're supposed to be doing with the public cash. So that was one big idea. Some themes would be very familiar. They wanted to give €1 billion more to agriculture, to farmers, and also to fisheries. They have a particular focus on delivery of housing and infrastructure, and that in the context of regional development. So they're trying to get more work done there. They say there's just bureaucracy which needs to be cleaned up, and you could be doing far more in the time of a housing emergency. And indeed, using that phrase to be able to drive through some of the rules, in other words, to get delivery as opposed to hanging around and waiting for decisions. So there were some new innovations, and yet at the same time, for Independent Ireland, there'll be some very familiar themes that people would recognise as well.
What are the other parties doing today?
Well, the leaders are sort of, once again, out and about. So you've got Mary Lou McDonald, the Sinn Féin leader. She is in Dublin today. You've got the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin. He is in County Meath. And then, as he's been doing for the whole campaign, Simon Harris is taking in Tipperary, Cork and Kerry in a whistle-stop tour as he tries to reach all of the constituencies over the actual general election campaign itself.
Do you get the sense from the political parties that they're finding the electorate hard to judge?
Yes and no. I think to a certain extent, they know that they've been campaigning for the past 3 months. This isn't a three-week election. It's been going on for 3 months. So they know that the themes that are coming up, I think they probably expected to hear more about immigration, but aren't. They are hearing an awful lot more about cost of living, which is something that maybe they didn't expect. They knew it was coming, but not to the same degree. And yet, as you say, when you're getting closer and closer, because there has been a big blow-up or a new theme to this general election campaign, it's making it a little bit hard to read. So in most constituencies, the first two or three seats, they've got a good idea what's happening, but they don't know yet as to what way it's going to go for those last ones. So they'll be looking towards either a hard campaigning over the next 6 days, weather allowing. And then the second thing they'll be looking to is a series of opinion polls coming over Sunday, Monday and Wednesday, and trying to get a sense there is there an indication of a trend which would suggest that any individual party is going to be able to benefit from that or is losing it. But right at the moment, you're right, Rachel, they simply don't know.
This is it. It's interesting, isn't it? Because more than most elections I remember, you get the sense going around the country that, as you say, people will say to you, well, listen, you know, I probably know who's going to top the poll here and maybe who'll take the second seat, but don't ask me about the two after that. I haven't a clue.
Indeed. I mean, here's a couple of theories. One theory is that the electorate doesn't see an alternative to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, who they anticipate are going to probably be part of the makeup of the next government. And so they become slightly lethargic. Another view is that if you're looking at opinion poll trends over recent months, it's the independents who've been gaining ground, and that's where that disaffected vote is going to go. A third theory is that people are becoming disenchanted with politics. This is the year of elections in which incumbents have lost out, and the way people might vote is to stay at home, so you could have a low turnout. But once again, we are, Rachel, in that realm of speculation, and like the politicians, we don't know just exactly what the electorate is thinking.
Well, only 8 days to go before we find out. Paul, thank you very much. Paul Cunningham there, our political correspondent, joining us from Athlone this afternoon.